Those of you looking at the book would observe that there's a short form and a long form of the gospel. I said to Peter before we started, give him the long form because there's no short form of the homilies. So hold on, okay? Thank you. There's something in this gospel very interesting going on. It takes a little thought and reflection to get it straight, but it's really the essence of what Mark is leading us to discover. Simply put, once we know who Jesus is, then we know who we are. To put it another way, once we know what Jesus is, then we know what we are. This all unfolds in a situation that's too real and too human and too hard to miss. These disciples have not yet, even after all the time they have spent with Jesus, come to grips with who he is and what he is. Therefore, they have no idea who they are, much less what they are. With what can only be called divine patience, Jesus goes at it once again, trying to explain to them what he's doing and what is about to happen. With what can only be described as a kind of chronic hearing impediment, they don't listen. And they go on blissfully planning a future that could not be more opposite than the future Jesus is putting before them as his option. The disciples are anticipating and planning for that great, mighty kingdom that they expect from the Messiah. He's telling them he's going to suffer at the hands of the scribes, Pharisees, and the chief priests. He tells them that he will die, which to them must mean they're going to be on their own. So they choose to be deaf to that kind of talk, because it doesn't fit their expectations and what they think they need so they can continue on with their ambitions and their lofty expectations. There is a disconnect here that leaves them ignorant of who they are and what they are as his disciples, because they've misinterpreted the signs and wonders he works, and they think he's going to be Jesus Fix-It. Jesus the Almighty, who will restore Israel to its former glory, and therefore they'll be privileged and powerful, who will feast on the bounty of this reign and claim a share in this glory. It's all for me, they're thinking. But they don't know what it is. There's no such Messiah here in Jesus. His kingdom is not of this world. His mission in this world is simply to live with us, like us, and even die as we do, so that he can rise, as he does when the Father says, I'm not done with you yet. Get up. He reaches out. He seeks out. He embraces those forgotten and left out of life. The sick, the sinner, the lost, the confused, the doubtful. It is the privilege of our faith in this age to look at this situation and know better, without judgment, on those poor disciples who would take so long to catch on. Eventually, the power and the gifts of the Holy Spirit will get them to come around and discover who they are as disciples and what they are to become. Finally, with this vision of the Holy Spirit, we can discover who we are as disciples of Jesus Christ. When we know who and what Jesus is, we will know who and what we are as children of God and servants willing to sacrifice and serve anyone in need. Ambition and power, prestige and privilege have no place among us. Disciples of the real Messiah go about his work, looking for the lost, the marginalized, the forgotten, the avoided. And like the Messiah who has come, we can eat with sinners and saints, and we can welcome those who are different, because we too are different. Different in a greedy, self-centered, power-hungry world. We don't fit here. So anytime we see somebody different, we've got something in common with them. Embracing the full and real identity of Jesus Christ defines who we are and what this world can expect of us. We shall never abandon or ignore the needs of another. We shall stand with them, suffer with them, and wait with them until the Father calls us all to the fullness of everlasting life. And we'll do this because we know who we are. So let's learn the lesson Mark puts before us today. The Messiah did not come among us to find us work, to fix our families, to cure our illness, and to put an end to suffering and death. He came to be with us through these trials and these miseries. His disciples, you and me, we are witnesses to this truth by the way we care for, support, help, and comfort one another. In this, we shall find the Father's will, and we'll find everlasting life.